This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is the 18th of September, or as those of us in the business press have taken to thinking of it, Taper Day. No, not very poetic, but then again, the machinations of the central bank rarely are. The Federal Open Market Committee has been meeting the past couple of days to talk interest rates. They wrapped up this afternoon with, it must be said, something of a bombshell. There will be no taper today. That is, no immediate reduction of the Fed's big bond buying program that's been keeping interest rates low. Heidi Moore from The Guardian is here to help make sense of it all. Hey, Heidi.
Hey, Kai.
So no taper. Is this courage, cowardice? Why did they not do this, the thing that we were all expecting?
This is courage. It's not going to play that way in the stock markets, but this is the Federal Reserve confronting the reality of the economy and saying it would be madness to start pulling out stimulus now, when unemployment is not doing so well, when personal incomes are falling, and when the housing recovery looks soft.
Okay, wait a second. But this is the Fed saying economy's not really strong, but the stock markets love this today. The Dow's like up 100 and something.
Yeah. You know, we've used that metaphor before of the quantitative easing stimulus being something like drugs and the market being like a meth addict. And so you can
A little Breaking Bad here on Marketplace.
It's all very topical. So you can think of the market basically saying, yay, more drugs. We are going to keep getting more drugs. Because if there has been one thing that quantitative easing has done well, it's been to boost the stock market and to a certain extent, the bond market.
Let's play this forward a little bit into the month of October when we have Washington debating debt limits. There's a budget thing that's going to happen. There's all kinds of big problems coming up in what the chairman said today was fiscal policy. And point of fact, Bernanke said today, Congress is a downside risk.
That's absolutely right. They're threatening gridlock in terms of the debt ceiling, which is coming in just a few months. So it's that same fight we had in 2011, 2012, and again in 2013. And what we know is that if Congress gets ugly enough about it, they could tank the economy. They could take this thing to the brink. And so Ben Bernanke is stepping in and saying, it's going to be a rough fall. We are going to do the only thing we can do, which is to keep the stimulus going.
Give me the bottom line here. This is Bernanke saying pretty much officially, you know what, the economy is not doing as well as we thought it was. Sorry.
Yes, that's absolutely right. And that's really sobering. He did cushion his thoughts in some positive words, because it would be disastrous for the chairman of the Federal Reserve to say that straight out. But in his indications in the press conference, everything he suggested was that the economy is not doing well and he does not feel comfortable leaving it to fend on its own.
How much do you suppose, just to look in the mirror for a minute, the business press hyped this whole taper thing?
Guilty as charged.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a really interesting lesson on how, in the end, nobody knows anything.
There you go. Heidi Moore from The Guardian. Thanks, Heidi.
Thank you, Kai.